Pakistan officials tape VOA that it will have unilaterally fenced sensitive areas along the country's largely porous border with Afghanistan by the end of the year to discourage terrorist infiltration in either direction. The massive army-led construction effort to fence the entire 2,611-kilometer western frontier and build new outposts, as well as forts, went into action more than a year ago. Afghan Taliban stormed Ghazni City, almost 150 kilometers southwest of Kabul, Thursday night. Heavy clashes continued until late Friday morning between the insurgent group and government security forces. At one point, the two sides were fighting in the center of the city, near important government installations, including the offices of the governor and the National Directorate for Security. The government sent in Afghan special forces, which helped push back Taliban to the outskirts of the city. South Korea said Friday three South Korean companies apparently violated United Nations sanctions by importing nearly 35,000 tons of coal and iron worth nearly $6 million from the north last year. The Korea Customs Service disclosed the results of a 10-month investigation into the shipment Friday and said it will prosecute executives of the company for smuggling or forging documents to say that the North Korean resources came from Russia. The report says coal or pig iron was imported 7 times between April and October of last year. U.S. President Donald Trump further escalated tensions with Turkey Friday by announcing a sharp increase in tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The announcement came 2 days after a Turkish diplomatic delegation visited Washington in a bid to ease tensions between the two countries. Analysts have warned that the rising U.S.-Turkish tensions are threatening a financial crisis in Turkey. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has denounced a new round of U.S. sanctions. The U.S. State Department says the new sanctions were triggered automatically by longstanding U.S. policies on the U.S. or use of chemical weapons in response to the poisoning of former Russian agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in the British town of Salisbury. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
The poisoning of Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia with a Russian nerve agent happened 5 months ago. Moscow is not pleased, but has responded cautiously to the new round of U.S. sanctions. The announcement shook Russia's economy, with the ruble dipping to a 2-year low. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have clearly laid out U.S. policy toward Russia.
We'd like to have a better relationship with the Russian government, recognizing that we have a lot of areas of mutual concern.
Cindy Sain, VOA News. The State Department.
International relief agencies are expressing outrage and disgust at a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on Houthi rebels that killed at least 43 people Thursday in Yemen, many of them children. More than 60 people were wounded, and one of the missiles struck a bus, taking children back from a summer school picnic. A U.S. federal judge is warning he might sanction U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the deportation of a mother and her daughter who are suing for the right to seek U.S. asylum from violence in Central America. AP's Jackie Quinn.
A mother and her daughter who were part of an ACLU lawsuit to be allowed to seek asylum in the U.S. because of violence in El Salvador were deported by Homeland Security while their case was being heard. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan called that outrageous, that someone seeking justice in a U.S. court was spirited away. He ordered the pair be flown back to the U.S. Sullivan said if Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen don't comply, they could be held in contempt of court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti is free on bail after being charged with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last year's disputed election. He was deported to Zimbabwe after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum.
It's a pity that most of Africa, we don't respect the rule of law in the national standards. But we survived. We live to fight another day. I'm glad to be home. And tomorrow we raise the constitutional issues around what happened to me and why I'm here.
The United Nations Refugee Agency released a statement saying it was gravely concerned about reports of Zambia's refusal to grant him amnesty. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.